The state Supreme Court will get the final say on the legality of the Medicaid enhancement tax. Two lower courts found the current application is unfair because it taxes certain procedures at hospitals differently than, say, a local doctor's office. One of two bipartisan proposals offered Tuesday in the House seeks to broaden the tax to more of those providers, but lowers the overall rate. A second idea would only alter the technical language in the law, perhaps making it more palatable to the courts. Democratic Representative Mary Jane Wallner of Concord says both amendments are just starting points.
This is not in granite. This is not carved in stone.
A third proposal was put forward by Senate President Chuck Morse and quickly won support from a Senate committee. It seeks to phase the Med out over time. The state expected the tax to generate $185 million for this year's budget. Revenue Commissioner John Beardmore says lawmakers need to act fast.
The risk to the state is greater the longer this conversation goes on.
But any fix will likely involve the approval of hospitals. Steve Onan with the Hospital Association says negotiations continue.
We're not there yet, but we need to get there.
Governor Maggie Hassan says she remains open to further talks. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.